Now, I know that Oncotype is now going to start reporting quantitative ER. What do we know about how accurate that is and how correlated it is with response to endocrine therapy?
We have, unfortunately, only two data sets that can support the use of that test for endocrine therapy. So in B14 trial, comparing placebo versus tamoxifen for ER-positive, node-negative patient, we compare the estrogen receptor measurement by three different assays. So ligand-binding assay that was originally used for eligibility determination, and immunohistochemistry using RRED score as well as image analysis. And then we looked at the real-time PCR as part of Oncotype assay. And we looked for whether there is a linear correlation between amount of the estrogen receptor that you have measured by these three assays and the degree of benefit from tamoxifen in the trial. And the only one that actually had a statistically significant prediction was measurement by real-time PCR. Immunohistochemistry was totally nonlinear. Actually, we went back to see why, and what we found is that the assay saturates at very low level of estrogen receptor. They are all positive, obviously, because they were selected for more than 10 femtomer by ligand-binding assay, but the assay got saturated between 10 to 50 femtomer already. So the quantitative relationship got lost in the way.